Well, we started out in 2007, training about 2,500 hours of language training. Where we are now is essentially we have developed that capability to the point where we're really ready to expand it significantly. And in FY11, for example, we trained 148 students through BLTS in 17 languages and are postured to grow even more beyond that. So it's really a technology and a delivery mechanism that is mature and ready to increase in terms of its usage, supporting linguists worldwide.
Now, is it video conferencing? I mean, what does it do differently that from the way they normally were taught languages?
Sure. So normally we do face-to-face instruction either here at the Defense Language Institute in Monterey or at our various language training detachments. What BLTS allows us to do is use a Skype-like video teleconferencing capability over the broadband internet using a learning management system software that allows you to post your lessons online and have your instructor grade them when you don't have to be online at the same time. So the student can download an assignment, do the homework, post it back on this website, and then the teacher can grade it, provide feedback at a different time, and then the student can go back in and check to see how the homework is graded. And then periodically, they actually do what we call synchronous training, where the teacher and the student are online at the same time over the broadband internet with a video teleconference link to do the classes. And so what that lets us do is leverage the faculty we've got here in Monterey to support the graduates of the Defense Language Institute wherever they may be around the world, whether they're serving in embassies abroad or in Iraq or Afghanistan, or at various assignments in the United States where they need language sustainment and enhancement.
So in effect, you have added distance learning, as it's commonly understood in regular higher education, to the Defense Language Institute.
Exactly. And we've done so in a way that really allows us to deliver the distance learning capability seamlessly and intuitively in a way that that's simple for both the learner and for our faculty members here.
We are speaking with Colonel Dino Pick. He's the Commandant of the Defense Language Institute. Now, give us a for instance of some of the languages that you offer.
Sure. So, for example, we train in Arabic, French, Korean, Chinese, Persian Farsi, as well as several other languages. But these, we'll take Arabic, for example. A graduate of our institute here who may be serving in an assignment, say, in the Pentagon, where he or she is not using their language every day, but still has a need to maintain that skill, can dial back into the Defense Language Institute, enroll in this distance learning class, and two or three or four times a week, depending on the availability of the linguist and the instructors, can sustain that language, which then protects the investment of DOD in that linguist and preserves and enhances the capability in that linguist. So when he goes back overseas, they're ready to go.
Now, going to distance learning means that there's like a lecture capture where the lesson or the particular module is captured on video recorder or something like that. And that can be tough on professors not used to that kind of thing. Did you have to do a little training on the professor's side to make sure that they were comfortable and could perform well for that whole lecture capture process?
Yeah, no, the whole professional development aspect of this is absolutely critical. And what we do is we take the faculty that are involved in the distance learning and provide them specific training on not only the technology that they're going to be using, but also how to adapt their teaching practices to that new technology. It's an absolute critical part of what we do here.
And I want to get back to something that you had said earlier, which is if anybody needs to dial back in after the fact. So you have a support system for your graduates. Once they graduate, it doesn't mean it's over with.
Right. I mean, the BLTS in theory can be used by anyone, anywhere in the world, to reach back to DLI. In practice, it is DLI graduates, for the most part, that have done the basic course here in Monterey and are now serving around the world that utilize BLTS and the distance learning capability to sustain and enhance their language skills when there may not be a face-to-face option where they are. So it, in practice, it is a an extension of DLI's education capability to our students to make them sort of lifelong learners and establish a lifelong relationship with our graduates.
So does the capacity of the learning management system scale up so that all those people can keep their accounts as time goes on?
That's exactly what we're working towards, is to allow these individuals to have that reach back capability. In fact, we are talking to each one of our graduates before they leave now and briefing them on the distance learning capabilities, the website locations, so that they're very familiar with what the capability is before they leave, so that they can reach back as easily as possible if they should need to.
And is this an expensive proposition?
Well, when you take into account the comparison of establishing face-to-face capability, sort of brick-and-mortar face-to-face capability at all the locations where we have linguists worldwide, it is absolutely the way to go in terms of providing this distance learning capability so that we leverage instructors here and elsewhere to train students and bring them together in a virtual space rather than have to establish the face-to-face presence globally. So we see it as an enormous cost savings and a way to quickly and efficiently deliver the education wherever it's needed.